540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Kevin McCarthy's speaker title is in limbo today in the House, but he says he is ready to fight for it.
Keeping government open and paying our troops was the right decision. I stand by that decision. And at the end of the day, if I have to lose my job over it, so be it.
CBS's Scott McFarlane.
He says he has made no deals with Democrats to secure their votes. That's politically perilous for him to do so. If he were to cut a power arrangement with Democrats, he'd have even more defectors inside his own conference seeking to challenge him.
Democratic leaders plan to vote yes to remove McCarthy as speaker. Hunter Biden faced federal gun charges today in Delaware. CBS's Catherine Herridge is there.
The federal judge asked the president's son if he understood the charges, the potential serious penalties, and that he had a right to remain silent. And to each, he responded with a strong and soft voice, "Yes, Your Honor." And when it came time to enter the plea, that was done by his attorney, Abby Lowell, who said Mr. Biden pleads not guilty to the three charges.
The case could go to trial next year. Police are still looking for those who carjacked Texas Democrat Henry Cuellar.
Police have shared that his car had Texas tags, but haven't been able to confirm if they identified him on those tags as a member of Congress. He was not injured and his car was recovered, but police are still searching for those three attackers.
WUSA TV's Jess Arnold says it happened at an apartment building about a mile from the Capitol. A 9-year-old girl has been found safe after getting kidnapped this weekend in upstate New York. Governor Kathy Hochul.
The little girl was found in a cabinet, cupboard. She was rescued.
Investigators pulled the suspect's fingerprints from a ransom note left in the family's mailbox. He's now in custody. A huge legal win for the makers of a popular baby powder. Here's CBS's Jim Krasula.
A New Jersey appeals court has thrown out a $224 million verdict against Johnson & Johnson. A jury had awarded the money to four people who claimed they developed cancer from being exposed to asbestos in the company's talc powder products. The court ruled a lower court judge should not have allowed some of the scientific expert testimony that was presented at trial.
FEMA's sending out emergency alerts soon.
A nationwide test of the federal emergency alert system will be broadcast at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Wednesday to cell phones, TVs, and radios across the country. The test will evaluate the technological capabilities of the national alert system to reach and inform as many people as possible in case of a widespread emergency.
That's CBS's Matt Piper reporting. The Powerball jackpot now up to $1.2 billion. The next drawing is tomorrow. This is CBS News.
If you need to hire, you need Indeed, because Indeed's all-in-one hiring solution helps you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. With demo plans released, there's still an ongoing dispute about who's paying for the teardown of the Horizons West condo building. The city of Waukesha had taken legal action against condo owners to make them pay the $1 million bill, leading to a settlement. A resolution states that if the condo owners get payment from the insurance company, they must direct the insurer to pay the city to cover the demo costs. However, the source of the funds hinges on the outcome of the condo's owner's appeal against their insurance company. There's a hearing happening today in federal court. Bob Uecker is on first pitch duties tonight. Traffic around the ballpark will be impacted due to playoff baseball in Milwaukee, with the team for sure playing again tomorrow, regardless of today's outcome. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts.
Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
If I could be you,
and you could be me, for just 1 hour,
if you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind,
walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out, and for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our outstanding producer and engineer on the board. It is Tuesday, October 3rd, 2023, hour number two. Welcome you back in, Mr. Zommers. Great to have Trigvi Olsen here live in the studio this week.
Yeah, for those of you who don't know, which I think is everybody, I've never met him in person until now. Which was nice. And you know what? Whoever he got to meet with for lunch, I'm a little jealous.
I know, right? Well, he'll be back. He'll be back when he has more time, and we'll go to lunch or dinner or whatever. Yeah, really, really great guy. Has a lot of great stories, great practical experience in politics, and great to have him in here on this historic day in Washington, D.C. Again, keeping you up to date right now. The Republicans are basically have failed to vote down Matt Gaetz's motion, and so the vote to vacate the chair is going to move forward, which means, in layman's terms, there is going to be an actual vote on whether to kick Kevin McCarthy out of the speaker role in the House of Representatives. A lot of people wondered if the Democrats were going to save him, but Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House, put out a statement a little over an hour ago saying, no, that is not the case. Basically, as Trigvi said, this is the Republicans' problem. This is the Republican civil war, and they own it. And I'm fine with that. I mean, why should Democrats have to get involved in this and get their house dirty, so to speak, politically, when it was Republicans that put themselves here? Matt Gaetz, just to be speaker, change the rules so that to put himself in this place, change the rules so only one person could call for a vote to vacate the chair.
By the way, I have a little clip from January.
Yes.
Of Kevin McCarthy.
Let's hear it, Mr. Zommers.
Change to the motion to vacate. How confident are you that you will have this job for a full 2 years?
1,000%.
You heard it. He was 1,000% confident in his job security.
That has not aged well so far.
As I knew it wouldn't. That's why I saved it.
Very nice. Nicely done. We'll see. I mean, to make it clear, the actual vote to vacate has not happened yet, but the first hurdle to get there in the procedure has.
And to be fair, the hurdle is very low.
Very, very low. But we'll see.
On purpose.
We will, Mr. Zommers, I will keep track of this, and we'll bring you any breaking news from Washington. Should it happen, little by little. Here's what I want to talk about this hour. A couple of big sports things. First of all, if you're watching live on the stream on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, any of those channels, you see I am wearing my Brewers jersey. I was at the Brewer game this weekend with Phil Nee from WRCO, WRCE in Richland Center, which incidentally carries the Brewers along with WISS over at Oshkosh. And I've never owned a Milwaukee Brewers jersey before, just like t-shirts. And so I thought, well, I'll buy myself a little gift here. And you can personalize the back with whatever Brewer player you want. with their number. And, you know, I thought about, well, here's the problem. Like, I really think that Sal Frelick is doing great. Would have been great to have him. Of course, you can't go wrong with Christian Yelich. But in today's day and age, any of these guys could be traded at any minute. And then it's kind of like, well, not wearing somebody that plays for the Pittsburgh Pirates or whatever. And, you know, a lot of people get Yout. I thought about Yout, Molitor. But then I saw one of the options on the machine. And I thought, you know what? I'm a broadcaster. And the first job I had in broadcasting in 1987, July 27th, was engineering. At the time, you had to physically engineer a baseball game. Was engineering the Milwaukee Brewers with the longtime play-by-play announcer of Bob Uecker. So, ladies and gentlemen, I reveal now on my back my choice for my favorite Milwaukee Brewer.
There and it is Bob Uecker with Bob, the number 8.
Bob Uecker. Now, and I was explaining this to a mutual friend of ours, Mr. Sommers, and he said that's too much information. But I'm going to tell it to you anyway. So here's the deal. For a long time, if you got a Uecker jersey at Miller Park, it used to be now AM Fam Field, they put on number 9. Because while Ryan Braun was playing for the Brewers, his number was number 8. And so Uecker said, look, anybody who wants a jersey for me, just use 9. No big deal. But now that Braun's no longer playing, now you can once again get a Brewers jersey in Uke's real number, which was number 8. So there you go. Happy to have the Bob. So the Brewers are in the playoffs. They play the Arizona Diamondbacks later on tonight. 6:08 is the first pitch. You can hear it live if you're in Southwest Wisconsin on WRCE in Richland Center. That's AM 1450 or FM 107.7. If you're on the eastern part of the state, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support in Oshkosh, on the Big 1100, AM 1100, and on FM 98.3. Milwaukee Brewer playoff baseball later on tonight. Wish them well. One of their big pitchers, Woodruff, out for this series against the Diamondbacks. It's a 3-game series. Remember, this is the wild card playoff, so only 3 games. Best of 2 out of 3. Advances you on to the divisional round.
When you said one of their star pitchers, I thought you were going to say Rowdy Tellez.
Right? Good old Rowdy, who pitched that only position player ever to pitch from the mound when they secured a playoff bid. We're going to come back and talk about how the Big Ten has peacocked up the television schedule for Badger sports. Take your phone calls as well. Back after this, this is the Todd Allball Show, and this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Uh-oh, did a rock hit your windshield from that semi? Don't worry. Autoglass Now offers fast, reliable, and convenient service. For a limited time only, Autoglass Now is offering 50% off windshield replacement. Call your local Autoglass Now today for full details.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 85. Southerly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 65. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms, highs level off around 77. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock. I want to see your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock. Your peacock.
Welcome back to the John Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is Tuesday, October 3rd, 15 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Zommer's on the board. We got a little Katy Perry on the mic. She's talking about what, Zommer's?
Peacock.
She's talking about the fact that the Big Ten has peacocked up my television. You understand? This is, I know when the Speaker of the House is about to lose his job, I understand the importance, really, in reality is low. But this has just gotten my goat, or whether my peacock. Maybe that's the point here. Now, if you're a fan of Badger sports like I am, even though I have, of course, I got my Milwaukee Brewers jersey on today because the Brewers play tonight at 6:08 in the first round of the playoffs against the Arizona Diamondbacks. You can listen to it on WRCE, AM 1450, FM 107.7 in Richland Center, or Oshkosh, WISS, Oshkosh Air Support, 98.3 FM, 1100 AM. But listen, I am also, in addition to being a Brewer fan, a huge Wisconsin Badger fan. I love them to death. Of course, I did not have the grades to attend UW-Madison. I went to UW-Platteville. You know, a fine institution in and of itself, at least back in the day. Lately, not so much. But here's the deal. I love my Badger sports. And this weekend, thankfully, I'm going to the game. Thanks to my wonderful longtime friend, Rob Wheat, who has season tickets. He and I were going to go together, and then he had something come up with his family or his wife. I'm not sure what's going on. Maybe he's attending a big awards ceremony. I'm not sure, but he can't go. And so he said, well, you use the ticket and invite your sister to go, who he knows as well. So my lovely sister and I, Heather, are going to the Badger game homecoming here at Camp Randall against Rutgers. I believe it's an 11 a.m. kickoff on Saturday. But if you don't have tickets to the game and you want to watch the game, you can't see it all over the air on ABC or CBS or NBC. You can't see it on your cable, on the Big Ten Network, or on ESPN, or on FS1. The only place you're going to see this game is on Peacock. People, what the heck is Peacock besides a bird? Well, it's the streaming service for NBC Universal, Comcast now. Just like CBS has Paramount Plus. I have that one. Because of Star Trek. And, you know, it's a great channel. Anyway, I do not have Peacock. And so I'd have to either subscribe yet another subscription, or I just couldn't watch it. And you think, well, one football game against Rutgers, bad enough. But here now, a couple of hours ago, this morning, the Big Ten announced the basketball, men's Badger basketball, tip-off times for TV for 2023-24, this season. New for this season, it says, Badger men's basketball will have five, not one, not two, not three, not four, five games only shown on Peacock. This is terrible news. You understand? And here, there's one reason, because if it's on Peacock, Mr. Zommer's, what's going to happen?
Nobody gets what they want. Nobody gets what they want. Nobody gets what they want.
Exactly right. Thank you to the cast and crew of Kimberly and Kimbo from New York's Broadway. Nobody gets what they want, you understand? Because nobody can watch these, and it's not like we're playing, you know, St. Mary's School for the Blind here. You understand? This, which of course I guess is a very, very fine institution. But these are the games that you are going to miss watching if you don't go to the game live or you don't have the Peacock. You're going to miss the big game against Tennessee. Very fine team this year on November 10th. On December 5th, is there any coach that Badger fans love to root against more than Tom Izzo? and the Michigan State team. No, I don't think there is. The Michigan State game at Michigan State, December 5th, only on Peacock. Another Big Ten game at home, February 13th. Thinking, well, it's the day before Valentine's, I'll sit with my significant other and watch Ohio State take on Wisconsin. Not if you don't have the Peacock. Also on Peacock, February 20th, Maryland, another perennial good team in the Big Ten, only on Peacock. And on February 27th, again, only on Peacock. I can't believe this. I'm making a little bit of a big deal about it. I understand. But in all seriousness, this is the problem that where college sports now has just gone to a completely different level. And we'll talk to Brady Ewing, former Wisconsin Badger football player, former NFL player, this Friday on the show in Hour 1. Get Brady's take on this as a former Wisconsin Badger football player. I'm a big college fan. And part of this is that I love the fact that for so long, college sports, the players didn't get paid. And it was far from amateur, right? But they weren't professional players. But everything's changed. And look, I changed my views as universities capitalized. The big example for me was when the Badgers were in two Final Fours. Think about all the money that the university made on Sam Decker and Frank Kaminsky. And they got nothing. Nothing, because NIL didn't exist. So I'm all for players getting something, but now it's gotten to the point where conferences, the Big Ten and SEC in particular, and Kevin Warren, the former commissioner for the Big Ten, negotiated this current TV deal. He left, by the way, and is now running the Chicago Bears. How is that working out, Bear fans? But he negotiated this deal whereby some of these games, these big games now, are only going to be streamed. I don't think it's healthy for the sport. What do you think? 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you'd like to weigh in on former commissioner of the Big Ten, Kevin Warren, peacocking up Badger sports, 844-967-2789. Off the text line. By the way, Andrew from Verona, awesome music choice there coming into the segment with a little Katy Perry. Also, Andrew says, you guys are killing it with the music, approaching Stephanie Miller territory. Oh, my good Lord. Maybe that's a bad sign. I'll take it as a compliment. Not a Stephanie Miller fan. But, you know, the music choice is fun. Also from Jeff in Shorewood on WAUK. Says, I'm a Madison grad. Played on JV hockey team. Born and raised in Madison. I'll simply clean it up for radio and say, screw Peacock. I will not pay for their premium.
But you know, there's another way, though, that you can partake in these
games. Thank you, Mr. Zommers, for that great segue there. That's exactly what, yes. So here is the good news, all right? If you don't have Peacock, but you want to enjoy sports, I would say the way it was meant to be enjoyed, because radio became before TV. Civic Media is here to help you. We are here to help you because the good news is this Saturday, I believe it's 11 o'clock kickoff. We can check that, Mr. Zommers, but I think 11 o'clock on Saturday, the Badgers kick off against Rutgers. You can listen to Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher right here on the Civic Media app. You can listen to Badger sports all season long. And yes, it's 11 o'clock, Mr. Zommers. Yes, 11 o'clock. Thank you. 11 o'clock. Pre-game show an hour before, right here on Civic Media Radio. If you're in Richland Center, you can listen on WRCE. If you're in Racine, Kenosha, on WRJN. If you live in Wisconsin Rapids, WFHR. And if you live in Amory, Wisconsin, WLAK. You say, well, I don't live in any of those communities. No worries. Here's what you do. Download the Civic Media app on your iPhone or on your Android device. You can choose any of those stations. I'd tell you to choose my hometown, WRCE News from the Center. Click on WRCE or any of those fine stations, and you can listen to the stream of Matt LaPay and Mark Tauscher with football, Matt LaPay and now Brian Butch with basketball for free. You don't have to have a Peacock. You can listen to them for free right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. What do you think about this change of the Big Ten negotiating and putting some of these key games now, Badger games, only on streaming, on the Peacock? 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Nancy in beautiful Wanakee, the only Wanakee in the world. Nancy, what say you?
It's the only Wanakee, that's right. I agree. I mean, remember, 20, 25 years ago when cable became the big thing and there was a lot of people upset because they couldn't watch football because it was on Fox or some of the other channels at the time, you know, and now I think, and it's got even, you know, to more platforms. But what's sad is a lot of people don't have the money for those platforms.
Exactly.
Or seniors who don't have that expertise, computer expertise, you know, to get all those channels. I mean, they want to be able to just turn on the remote and have the basic channels, and there's the football game or basketball game, and it's just kind of sad.
Exactly.
I have a quick question about McCarthy.
Yeah, go ahead.
What happens to Marjorie Taylor Greene and some of the other ones that are in his leadership? Do they stay or would they leave?
I think that's a great
idea. Thank you.
Yeah, my pleasure, Nancy. Thanks so much for listening to Wanakee. The topic last hour, we talked with Trigvy, and we're monitoring it right now in the House of Representatives. The first round of votes, a procedural vote, it failed to block the ouster of Kevin McCarthy. So basically, it was a vote to move forward on getting rid of Kevin McCarthy as Speaker. The actual vote to vacate the chair has not yet happened. We're watching that. But to your point, Nancy, I don't know what Marjorie Taylor Greene and Lori Boebert, all those people, and to Trigvy's point, and he's a guy who worked for McConnell and McCain, and he knows a lot of people, yet talks to a lot of people in the Republican Party. It is chaos out there right now. Nobody knows what's going to happen. So we shall see. Stay tuned for that. But the good news, as we said, on these Badger sports that you can actually hear and listen, you can listen to them, pardon me, if you keep it right here on Civic Media. From the WMDX line says, you are right and want to see the games, but the heart of college football or basketball hasn't changed. I watch because the vast majority of players will not be going to the Big Ten leagues, or rather the big leagues, but only play because they love it. That's what's missing for the pros. I agree with that mostly. I do think that a lot of pro players still have a passion for the game, but I get the point on the text line there that a lot of it just comes down to, that's why I love college sports, because a lot of those guys and gals that play college sports are not going to go into the pros, and they do it because they love the game. Now, of course, with NIL, and I think I've no problem with it, they can make some money. They can get a few things in college if they get one of these name, image, and likeness deals. But listen to the Badgers this Saturday and also all season long for football and basketball on WRCE in Richland Center, WRJN Racine Kenosha, WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids, and WLAK in Amory. Because Mr. Sommers, if they listen to the Badgers on Civic Media, what happens?
Everybody gets what they want.
That's what you get if you listen to Civic Media. You get what you want. You get Matt LaPay. You get Mark Tauscher. You get Matt LaPay and Brian Butch and Badger basketball, Badger football. And it's free. Where? Right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Don't go anywhere.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Democratic leaders plan to vote to remove House Speaker Kevin McCarthy soon. Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries.
We encourage our Republican colleagues who claim to be more traditional to break from the extremists.
The Justice Department's taking sweeping action now against China and Canada for selling chemicals to make fentanyl to dealers in the U.S. and cartels in Mexico. Attorney General Merrick Garland.
Crimes related to the production, distribution, and importation of fentanyl, other synthetic opioids, methamphetamines, and their precursor chemicals.
Hunter Biden pleaded not guilty to federal gun charges today. CBS's Catherine Herridge.
They indicated to the court that they will file a motion to dismiss
And they are going to question whether one of the charges is constitutional, a charge that would ban a drug user from owning and obtaining a weapon in the United States.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. The city of Waukesha may end up paying for the demolition of the Horizon West condo if the condo owners lose their appeal. There's a hearing happening in federal court today with condo owners in proceedings against their insurance company. There's still an ongoing dispute over who will pay for the teardown. The city of Waukesha had sued the condo owners in an attempt to force them to pay the $1 million bill, but the two sides reached a settlement this summer. That settlement says that if the condo owners get a payout from their insurance company, they must direct the insurer to pay the city to cover the demo costs. After more than 3 years of delays, the trial for former Milwaukee police officer Michael Mattioli, accused of an off-duty chokehold death, is finally scheduled to start November 6th. The trial is expected to last 5 days. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
It's never personal, only politics. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show with Dom and Crute. Weekdays from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tyler Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:33 on October 3rd, a Tuesday. Mr. Zommer is on the board. Glad to be here with you. Lots of things happening across the country in terms of breaking news, and we'll try to keep you abreast. Not try, we will keep you abreast of everything as it happens. Again, to follow what's happening in the House of Representatives right now, the House has passed the first hurdle to call for a vote to vacate the chair, which in everyday speak just means the first vote to get rid of Kevin McCarthy as speaker passed through. It got through. I'm putting it in different vernacular, but just trying to simplify it. So now they go on to the next round to actually vacate the chair. Things are getting nasty. Matt Gaetz, the Trumpite who is leading this charge, according to reports, Matt Gaetz dinged House Republicans for not subpoenaing Hunter Biden. Comer subpoenaed Hunter and James Biden's personal and business bank records last week, but not Hunter Biden himself. Gaetz called the Biden inquiry, quote, failure theater, unquote. So even Matt Gaetz is saying this whole thing to try to, you know, go after Biden is, quote, failure theater.
Well, no, that's not what he said. He said the way they're doing it is wrong. Right. And, you know, some people are saying that Hunter Biden, I don't even know.
Let's not go down that trail right now. But
just wanted to say some people are saying, because that's the phrase that they always use.
Right, some people are saying.
So that they don't have to provide evidence or make a strong stance of their own.
Right, some people say. So Matt Gaetz just got done with his tirade. So now Steve Scalise. And remember, this is the guy, Steve Scalise, who when Paul Ryan was speaker, Steve Scalise, I believe, was majority leader at the time, and was shot in that tragedy at the congressional softball game and recovered and came back. Steve Scalise used to be a little bit more of a, I guess, if you compare it with what's going on today, more of a moderate. But he's joined Kevin McCarthy. He's McCarthy's number two. And now Steve Scalise is getting up and giving it to Matt Gaetz and the Trumpites, trying to save Kevin McCarthy. We're going to peer in just a little bit, Mr. Zommers. This is the C-SPAN take. This is live right now in the United States House of Representatives. This is Steve Scalise.
Those problems. We're finally starting to. This isn't the time to slow that process down. We need to keep doing our work. We need to keep fighting for those families who are struggling. But so does the Senate, and so does the White House as well. Let's keep doing this work that we were sent here to do. I yield back.
So there you go. There's Steve Scalise speaking on behalf of Kevin McCarthy, trying to save his proverbial congressional bacon. And it's tricky. We've turned it down now. All right, well, let's take a little bit of this Yahoo here, because I think they're going to bring Matt Gaetz back on to the chair is recognizing, quote, the gentleman. Here he is. Here's Matt Gaetz.
The majority leader said in those remarks, except one thing. It is astonishing to hear any colleague give Speaker McCarthy credit for moving on to the single subject appropriations bills. As you heard my colleague, Mr. Biggs, say, that was never the plan from Speaker McCarthy. The week before we moved on to those single subject appropriations bills, the plan was another CR. He pitched a CR. They tried to get us to vote for a CR, and only when a brave few said, we are done governing by continuing resolution, we are here to eulogize the era of continuing resolution, we will not do it, we will not pass it. These bills can go, the spending may rise and fall as the years pass, but the notion that we're going to lump in the Department of Education and the Department of Labor with our military and our troops and our Border Patrol is fundamentally unserious and, I would suggest, chaotic. We cannot do that. It was only because we forced that to happen. And by the way, if we continue with Speaker McCarthy, the appropriations process will go right back to what he wanted it to go back to. Just a sideshow. Just a puppet show. Just something to keep the hamsters on the hamster wheel as they continue to back people up against a calendar, centralize power with the lobbyists and special interests that move all kind of money through the leadership. And then that's how they get their way, and that's why the American people have been getting screwed decade after decade, and I'm not going to tolerate it anymore without a fight. I reserve.
Gentlemen's time is
that
reserved.
That was Matt Gaetz, the congressman from Florida, who is leading the charge against Kevin McCarthy. We are listening to this live via C-SPAN across the Civic Media Radio Network. Mrs. Zommers, we can turn it down for now. We'll kind of monitor it and see if anything sexier happens.
That's pretty rich, though, coming from Matt Gaetz, talking about rich people deciding what they want and imposing it on the will of the people. Have you heard of a Mr. Donald J. Trump?
But to quote Scrooge from A Christmas Carol, you're quite a powerful speaker, sir. It's a wonder you're not a member of Parliament. Well, as it turns out, Matt Gaetz is a member of Congress. I mean, you can't deny the fact he's a good speaker.
Yeah,
he can get people revved up.
If you listen to what he's saying instead of just the tone,
sure,
you can say a lot of things. Listen to some motivational speakers, all you have to do, pepperoni, cheeseburger, you just say words with the right rhythm and intonation. It doesn't matter what you say.
But I mean, true. I'm not going to deny that. But here's the deal. For those of you who were not with us earlier, broken at the top of the show, that Hakeem Jeffries, the Democratic leader in the House of Representatives, announced that Democratic leadership will vote in favor of vacating the chair. Now, will every Democrat follow that? We'll see. But Kevin McCarthy can only lose, I believe, 4 or 5 votes. And then he's done. He's toast. And to Trigvi Olson's point in the first hour, once they vacate the chair, a lot of the work of the House is going to come to a screeching halt. And we are in no man's land at that point, because it's unclear whether anybody else has the votes necessary to become Speaker of the House, 218. And I'm not sure how many vacancies. I'm not sure how many people are out ill or sick or whatever. So we'll see how many votes it actually takes today. But as Matt Flynn would say, history in the making. Don't forget to tune in to Matt Flynn next hour. He will continue to cover this, I'm sure, as well. Also, more breaking news, this time from New York, turning to The Hill. Headline, New York judge issues gag order after Trump attacks clerk on Truth Social. This is rich. And by the way, would invite your phone calls on any of this. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. If you want to talk Badger Sports from the first half hour, if you want to talk about what's happening in Kevin McCarthy or what's happening with Donald Trump. Here it is from The Hill. The judge overseeing former President Trump's New York fraud trial issued a limited gag order for all parties this afternoon after Trump's Truth Social account made a post targeting the judge's principal clerk while she sat just feet away from him in the courtroom. Let me say this again. Donald Trump attacked the chief clerk, the principal clerk of a judge in the courtroom while the trial was going on. I mean, talk about ballsy. The judge, Arthur Engoron, issued the gag order barring Trump and any party in the case from posting or speaking publicly about members of his staff after Trump released personally identifying information about his principal clerk on Truth Social while the hearing was underway. The trial judge, without naming Trump, addressed the court on the matter, saying, quote, one of the defendants posted a disparaging, untrue, and personal identifying post about his staff. And though the judge ordered it deleted, it had been emailed out to, quote, millions of other recipients, unquote. Judge Engoron went on saying, quote, personal attacks on members of my court staff are not appropriate, and I will not tolerate it in any circumstance, unquote. He added that he warned counsel off the record about the former president's comments yesterday, but the warning went unheeded. In a Truth Social post that went up while Trump was sitting in the courtroom today, Trump targeted Engoron's principal law clerk, who was sitting just a few feet away. I mean, this is unprecedented as far as I know. Trump called her, quote, Schumer's girlfriend, unquote, referring to the majority leader in the U.S. Senate, Chuck Schumer, which, of course, is not true. He's made this up. Trump called this clerk, quote, Schumer's girlfriend, then reposted a picture of her alongside Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, a fellow New York Democrat. It's unclear what connection, if any, Schumer has with the clerk. Schumer's office has not responded to a request for comment from The Hill. Trump's campaign today also sent out an email shortly after the Truth Social post while the court was on a lunch break that lambasted the judge himself. So get this. Trump wasn't content with tweeting out, well, it's on his own Truth Social, but I'm not sure what you call it.
I think they're called truths.
Well, they're not.
So they simply are not.
That's
yeah.
why I'm not going there. I'll call them tweets. Tweets on truth. So Trump tweeted out in the courtroom while it was going on an attack against the clerk. Then, during a break, Trump's campaign sent out an email lambasting the actual judge himself. According to The Hill, the gag order came after the court session resumed following a longer than expected lunch break. I can only imagine what was going on in that judge's chambers.
Man, a former president doxing court staff.
Yeah.
And then just insulting the judge. If it was anybody else, he'd just be kicked out.
Yeah, he'd be in jail.
Yeah, he'd be in jail.
He'd be in jail. Absolutely be in jail. According to The Hill, to finish this up, This came on the second day of the fraud trial, which Trump is attending. Prosecutors have laid out a case against Trump and his company for what they allege are years of fraudulently inflating the value of some of his most famed real estate properties, including ones in which he has his residence. It's all about Trump Tower, not just the tower. It's about, he has used Trump Tower to represent his wealth and his prestige. And now he's in danger of losing that. And he's attacking a clerk and the judge himself while the trial is going on. Absolutely disgusting. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones. Gary in Sussex. Thanks for listening, Gary. What say you?
Okay. Well, how would you feel if you were Trump and you're trying to campaign, but every single Democratic judge or prosecutor is after you day and night, and trying to get you on this and trying to get you on that? How would you feel? I wouldn't like it at all. And yeah, it's like he's gonna lose his temper and he's getting mad. And I tell you, I can't blame him because I'd be pissed too.
So you think? I just want to ask you a question though. That's a viewpoint. You're entitled to have it. But do you realize that if you or I did something like that in a county or state court in the state of Wisconsin, we would be in jail. We'd be behind bars by now. It doesn't matter what you feel like. It doesn't matter if you feel that the charges are not accurate. You simply cannot threaten people in law enforcement and people of the court.
Well, the thing is, I understand you're dealing with somebody that is a narcissist, okay? And I'm still a Trump fan, and I'll still vote for him. Why would anybody in the right mind in today's society ever want to run for president? It's every single one of them is going to be impeached for the rest of the history. Whatever in party is against, they're going to impeach, and it's just the way it is. It's just a payback and payback and payback.
I hope not. I'm honestly, because I'm glad you called, Gary. I'm always glad you listen and call in. I just want to know, you said you're still going to vote for Trump anyway. I won't interrupt you. I'll give you 30 seconds. I'm up against a break. I'll give you 30 seconds. Why? I'm truly, honestly interested. Why are you voting for Trump?
Because in 2016, 2017, 2018, 2019, I was better off than I am now. I'm a businessman. I own my own heating and air conditioning company. And the economy was
better.
Stay
tuned, Gary. Back after this. Don't go anywhere.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Earl Ingram.
It's Wednesdays, that means Dr. Craig, Executive Director of Citizen Action, is on the line and in full effect.
I think that the caller is right to be very suspicious. So we need to kind of hold both thoughts at once. Let's see if there's something there about Robin Voss being afraid and backing down, but let's be prepared for the idea this is all a ruse.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Todd Alba Show.
You can't impeach someone before they've committed an alleged crime. Even principled conservatives are going to look at that action and say, come on, what's going on?
The Todd Alba Show.
Dan Knoedl, Republican of Germantown, said he was moving forward to uphold his quote-unquote constitutional duty, which is a joke.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly cloudy skies expected tonight with lows around 65. South winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered thunderstorms. Daytime highs approaching 77. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Chance for scattered thunderstorms. Lows dip down to about 57. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 81 degrees.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. On The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock. That is 10 minutes away from our friend and colleague, Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Top of the hour, network news, followed by weather, and then Matt Flynn. Not going to want to miss it. Always takes you to the front lines of history. History being made every minute of every day, as Matt Flynn says. And boy, howdy, is history being made today. First of all, in Washington, D.C., the House of Representatives, the first vote, a procedural vote to move forward on vacating the chair, which means getting rid of Kevin McCarthy as speaker, happened. Now they're on to more debate. We're monitoring it on C-SPAN right here. Still giving speeches on the House floor back and forth between the Kevin McCarthy faction and the Matt Gaetz faction. There has not been a vote yet to vacate the chair. Also, according to The Hill, the trial happening in New York that Donald Trump is at, former president, while the trial is going on Truth Social, Trump tweets out an attack on the principal clerk as she sat feet away from him in the courtroom. And then over the break, Trump's campaign attacks the judge himself. And after a lengthier break than anticipated, the judge came back in and put a gag order, not just on Trump, but on all parties. Gary from Sussex calling in, offering us his opinion. And Gary, if you're still there, I want to give you a chance to finish up. I was up against a break. I don't have any control when the computer cuts me off. But Gary, are you still there? Hello, Gary. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Gary. Well, we tried. He was there. He's a busy man. He's a business owner, like you said. But, I truly want all points of view. And that's why I wanted to give him the opportunity, unfettered. We only had 30 seconds before the break. Correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Zomers, but Gary said he was voting for Trump this time around because, in his opinion, he felt he was better off than he was 3 years ago.
Yes, that is correct.
That he was better off under Trump than he is now.
Yes, and I think there are a lot of variables there, such as a global pandemic, and I'm sure he would have addressed that if he had
the
time.
Right, right. I don't want to put words in his mouth.
Right,
whatever,
exactly.
But I mean, look, he's entitled to that opinion. Other people are entitled to that opinion. I just don't see it. I'm paying less for gas now than at the height of the pandemic when Trump was president. I certainly feel safer than I did under a Trump presidency. I certainly feel like in the world order, in terms of our role in the world, we are respected again. I certainly feel better having someone who will stand up to Vladimir Putin and the atrocities in Ukraine rather than trying to appease Putin and let authoritarianism and communism spread into Eastern Europe. I feel better that our employment is at record lows. Lower employment now than when Trump was president. I feel better that more jobs have been created under Donald Trump than any other administration in the modern era. I feel better that Joe Biden and his Secretary of Transportation, Pete Buttigieg, worked in a bipartisan fashion with mostly Democrats, but some Republicans, and they passed and got signed into law an infrastructure package. Remember, it became a joke under Donald Trump. Well, this is Infrastructure Week. And then he'd shoot his mouth off, and they never got to Infrastructure Week. And under Joe Biden, we had a real infrastructure package that was passed and signed into law. And millions, plural, millions of dollars are now flowing into places like Wisconsin. We've already seen it. for roads, for bridges, for internet infrastructure. Millions of dollars going into Southwest Wisconsin, into Reedsburg, into the utility, in Green Bay. And what you have is people who voted against the infrastructure bill, Republicans, are now standing up and saying, oh, this is great, and try and take credit for it. Those are real things, folks, that Joe Biden has done to make America better. And I don't recall anything like that under the Trump presidency. I'm glad to have a president like Joe Biden who flies down to Tempe, Arizona, to honor his late friend who happened to be from the other party. As Trigvy said before, in our first hour, he worked for McCain. And said, yeah, on the floor, when they were both senators, and sometimes off, they'd fight like hell. Had very different views on things. But they also sat down and had dinner together with their wives. They also flew together on missions for democracy, and Biden and McCain would talk together and meet with foreign leaders, and they didn't do it in front of the cameras. They did it to help advance democracy. And I'm proud to have a president like Joe Biden who goes and flies down to someone from the opposite party and stands there and says, look, folks, look. And he wasn't talking about just the people in the room. He was talking to Americans and saying, we need to work together. We can work together. That's what makes America great. And I'm proud to have a president who stands up for America's military and is proud to stand next to amputees and people who have sacrificed for this country and is proud of them. Rather than having a president like Trump who tells the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, don't have these people in front of me. Nobody wants to see that. Said that. Trump said that. About disabled American veterans. So look, if you're like the last caller and you have an opinion that you believe that you're better off under Trump than you are now, you're entitled to that. But for all the reasons I just stated, I, as a former Republican who left the party in 2011 and now don't belong to any party, I feel a heck of a lot better under Joe Biden. And that is why I am excited to vote for his reelection. A couple of quick texts off the text line. This is from Jeff from Shorewood. Says, we are better off with Trump. Economy got fixed by Trump's early on in the monologue.
Oh, I think he was saying that you may have accidentally said that.
Oh, did I say that? Oh, if I did, I was a misnomer. I didn't mean to say we were better off with Trump. I meant to say we were better off with Biden than that. So I apologize if I messed that up. Yes, I meant Biden, not Trump. I apologize if I said that. So thank you for the catch there. Sometimes I get passionate. Sometimes I want to make a point and simply say that under Trump, I think we are in a more dangerous spot. Breaking news, the House of Representatives. We're going to follow that along with Matt Flynn of Matt Flynn Direct. Breaking news in the Trump trial, all that and more. Stay with us throughout the afternoon, throughout the evening. All of our programs will have it covered. For Trigvy Olson, for Aaron Zomers, thanks for listening. It all comes down to what you do out there. Don't forget the Brewers play tonight on the Brewers Radio Network at 6:03 or something like that. Tune in for that as well on WRCE in Richland Center and also WISS Oshkosh Air Support. Stay tuned. Matt Flynn is next. Don't go anywhere. This is Todd Ball. Say keep banging on your drum. Banging on your drum, and they will hear you.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472. Then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
You're listening to The Shaw.
WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.